Life was hard for Haley Eichhorn in the month before she died. The 26-year-old Bloomington woman was caught stealing soap, lip balm, and mascara from a Kroger. A week later, police found her huffing compressed air in a Walmart bathroom. 9 days later, police stopped her after someone spotted her huffing outside a funeral home. Eichhorn told police she was homeless, had no money, and her life sucked. Here's her mother, Penny Eichhorn.
She kind of lived in different places. She was going through a bad time in her life.
Haley was last seen alive Sunday, April 28, 2013. 9 days later, her body was found by a farmer in rural Stanford, about 15 miles west of Bloomington. Authorities say she was assaulted. Her killer has never been found. It's one of very few unsolved homicides in recent history in Bloomington Normal.
It's horrible. I cry every day, and I miss her so much. And it's just like, everybody's forgot about her, and that's what it seems like.
Authorities have released very few details about Eichhorn's death in the past 6 years. McLean County Coroner Kathy Yoder and Bloomington Police declined to say even how she died. Penny says she was told her daughter was raped and strangled. Penny wants to know who killed her and why. She also wants to know if it was connected to the death of 35-year-old Siebert Crows of Normal, whose body was found in Evergreen Lake on the same day in 2013 that Eichhorn went missing. Penny says her daughter's friends told her the two knew each other. Eichhorn's family told WGLT that Eichhorn and Crows knew each other as well. Authorities downplay any likelihood of a connection between the two. Here's Bloomington Police spokesperson John Furman.
So without, you know, diving into any details or anything, if that were something, credible, our detectives would look into it, obviously. I mean, if it's something that people are talking about, that there's a connection, you know, you would best bet that our detectives would look into that.
Eichhorn and Crows both struggled with drug abuse. Eichhorn grew up in Atlanta, Illinois, attended Olympia schools. Her mom, Penny, says she started doing ecstasy at age 13, eventually got into meth. She was unemployed when she died, had no money. But there was light, too.
She loved her dog, Lily, and I still have that dog. And she just liked to do the girly things, you know, makeup and stuff like that.
The weekend that Haley went missing, Penny says she had a really bad feeling.
I started calling her and trying to get a hold of her, and the phone went right to voicemail, and I couldn't get a hold of her that whole weekend. So then I went to the police station and reported her missing, because she always answered my calls, because we were pretty close. Even though she was going through all that stuff, we were pretty close.
On May 7th, 2013, authorities knocked on Penny's door while she slept.
The coroner came to my door with two police officers. They told me they thought they had found her, and then when I told them about a tattoo she had, they were sure they found her.
Penny says she hasn't heard much from Bloomington Police in the last few years about her daughter's case. Last year, on the 5th anniversary, Bloomington Police asked the public to share any leads, tips, or information they might have, specifically about the days and hours leading up to Eichhorn's death. Police spokesperson John Furman says it's still an active investigation.
If anybody has information, we'll definitely follow up on it. So it's not something that we're just putting aside. If we get any new information, any at all, it'll still be investigated.
Even if it's small, police want you to contact them.
You may not think that that's anything, but that may, you know, help bring closure to the families.
If Eichhorn's life was fraying in the days before she died, Siebert Jr. Crows' family says he was trying to get back on track. He was a professional painter and started his own business, SC Painting, and bought his own truck. Father of four loved cookouts, the outdoors, and fishing, and the Green Bay Packers. But he struggled with drugs and alcohol. 5 months before he died, he was charged with felony drug possession after Normal police allegedly found a baggie of cocaine with him during a traffic stop. Here's his niece, Ashley Doige of Normal.
People labeled him as a drug user, so he had his ups and downs with drugs too, but he wasn't a complete user like that.
He was
getting his life together.
Crows was last seen Monday, April 15th, 2013. That afternoon and evening, he bought beer twice from a Normal grocery store. He deposited an $1,100 work check and withdrew over $160 in cash from an ATM. Around 10:30 at night, he was spotted on security cameras at a Bloomington convenience store at Locust and Clinton. Police report says he bought cigarettes and a crack pipe there. A normal detective wrote in a police report that Crows did not appear to be in distress inside that convenience store. Outside the truck, the detective says it's hard to tell from the footage if anyone else is in Crows' truck with him.
He was doing what he was supposed to be doing, his own business, and then everything just went downhill, and he just went missing.
He was reported missing officially 4 days later. His family and friends drove all over central Illinois looking for signs of him. Here's his sister, Diane Schultz of Bloomington.
I always thought that somehow, some shape or form, that I would be able to talk to him again and that I would see him.
Then on April 28th, 13 days after he went missing, a fisherman discovered Crows' body submerged in Evergreen Lake in Hudson at the Kemlara Park West boat launch. After several searches, dive teams could not find his truck in the lake. Then coroner Beth Kimmerling determined that he accidentally drowned. Her pathologist's autopsy found no other signs of trauma. His autopsy report showed Crows had cocaine in his system and a blood alcohol level of 0.106, and his liver had evidence of chronic excess alcohol ingestion. On May 5th, a week after his body was found, the Hudson Fire Department found the truck in the lake, also near the West Boat Launch. Both doors were closed, unlocked, and the windows were rolled up. The gear selector was left in reverse. The theory was that Crows and his truck somehow went into the lake. He tried to swim back to shore and didn't make it, and the truck's doors closed as it drifted away. Crows' death certificate says he died from drowning in a submerged vehicle. His sister, Diane Schultz, signed off on that decision in 2013. Today, she and niece Ashley Deutsch don't believe it. They suspect foul play.
Not you, not anybody will ever convince me that he passed because he intentionally did drugs.
Or he drove himself into that lake.
Schultz says she feels she has no closure.
I know my brother. My brother did not go to that lake to kill himself.
The McLean County Sheriff's Department and Normal Police explored several leads suggesting foul play before Crows' death was determined to be an accident. That's according to police reports obtained by WGLT. Normal Police investigated the missing persons case, and the sheriff joined when the body was found. One of Crows' family members showed a detective an email that was forwarded to her, alleging Crows was killed by a distraught husband after being caught with the man's wife in Minear. But that police report shows the email said that Crows' body was dumped in a creek near El Paso and his truck was dismantled at a chop shop. In reality, both were found in that lake. Reports show police also searched the Normal home where Crows and his fiancée lived. Police note in reports that several parts of the house had been recently repainted. That's one way to cover up blood splatter. But an evidence technician checked for biological evidence of blood and didn't find anything. Police also got the fiancée's permission to search two computers in the home. Authorities told WGLT they spent a lot of investigative staff time looking into things that ended up being non-factual. Ultimately, authorities say the evidence pointed toward an accident. Schultz and Deutsch say they don't understand why Crows' death certificate says drowning in a submerged vehicle if he wasn't actually found in the vehicle. They also claim Crows' father, who died in 2015, told them that Haley Eichhorn had visited the family's home with Siebert Jr. at least once.
Jr. and her knew each other.
My dad told me that they were friends.
Haley Eichhorn had came over to Grandma and Grandpa's house before because they knew each other.
McLean County Sheriff John Sandage says his department did not look into any such connection because they had no reason to. Deutsch says she thinks police did not investigate Crows' case fully because of her uncle's criminal record and history of substance abuse.
And it's in the system that he's had that record, and this is the type of person he was. And here in McLean County, that's how it is. If you have a record of drug use, or this is what you got in trouble, and when that happens, they'll make you as a statistic. And that's not right.
Crows' case is considered closed. Eichhorn's is still very much open. Penny Eichhorn says she hopes it's over soon.
I just want people to know that she is missed every single day. And every single day I think about her, and so does her brother. And I just want something done so I could get some kind of closure. There's got to be somebody that knows something, but they just aren't talking.
If you know anything about Eichhorn's case, you're encouraged to contact Bloomington Police Detective John Heinlein, 309-434-2672. I'm Ryan Denham.